Hello, it's Miss Hodgson here, and I'd like to talk to you today about something that's really changed the way that I think about things and really helped me. And that thing is called mental toughness. Mental toughness has been developed by a person called Dr. Peter Clough, who has been head of psychology at the University of Hull and who now works at Manchester Met as the chair of applied psychology. And Doug Strycharshik. The reason why mental toughness is so important to me and why I want to share it with you is because it occurs to me that the greatest relationship we ever have in our entire lives is with ourselves. And that sounds a little bit weird, but think about it. The person you spend the most time with is yourself. You make decisions all the time, every single day, and you make those decisions based on the way that you think. And we don't often stop to think to ourselves, am I thinking about this in the right way? And we should. Because if we're thinking about things in the right way, we're going to get better outcomes. And when we're thinking about ourselves in the right way, we're going to be more ready to achieve things and to have better outcomes in all aspects of our lives, absolutely every aspect that you can think of. So, what is mental toughness? Well, the word toughness I know comes across as kind of macho or aggressive, and actually, the concept of mental toughness is not macho and not aggressive in the slightest. It's really about being the best that you can be as an individual yourself. It's not about competing with anyone else. It's not about winning. It's not about losing. It is simply about being comfortable in your own skin. It's about accepting that, yes, sometimes things are difficult, but actually, there are lots of opportunities out there. Sometimes I've got to look for them. Sometimes I've got to search for them, but they are there. And it's about dealing with situations. Some people think that mental toughness is just resilience, but it's much, much more than resilience. To me, resilience is learning to deal with something, something bad, dealing with it and being able to survive after this bad thing has happened. That's resilience to me. But mental toughness goes quite a big step further than that because it's about being prepared for any situation. It doesn't matter whether that situation is good or bad, it's being prepared and being able to thrive and not just survive. Because let's face it, who wants to go through life surviving? No, we don't. We want to thrive, we want to be happy, we want to enjoy the things that we're doing, and that's really where mental toughness comes in. It's interesting to note that when mental toughness is measured, and you can measure it. There is a questionnaire that you can complete, 48 questions, and it can measure your mental toughness. It measures the strands within your mental toughness. It's interesting to note that males and females come out pretty much identical in their results. And sometimes people think because it's got the word toughness in there, that if you are mentally tough, then you are uncaring or perhaps you're self-centered. But again, that is not the case at all. People who are mentally tough are simply self-aware and they've learned to deal with situations as and when they arise. The definition of mental toughness that Peter Clough and Doug Strycharshik came up with in 2011 was that it's a personality trait which determines in a large part how individuals perform when they're exposed to stresses, pressure, and challenge, irrespective of that situation. So, what that means is if it's within your personality, then that is something that can be developed. And if we can develop mental toughness in ourselves so that we are balanced, not necessarily really high in mental toughness in every aspect, and not low in mental toughness in every aspect. But if we are balanced, then we will be prepared when something stressful happens. And of course, something stressful will happen most days, probably most weeks, because that is the nature of life. If you are a student, you have got deadlines, you have got assessments, you have got perhaps coursework, you've got perhaps application forms to fill in to go to college or sixth form and things like that. You might have interviews, you might have projects that you're working on. Some of you might have sports fixtures and events and projects that you're working on. And these are all challenges, and these are sometimes very stressful situations that we find ourselves in. But if we can balance the strands of mental toughness, then we can kind of look forward to those stresses. We can deal with them. We know what to do, and we can thrive. The reason it's not called mental strength is because the opposite of mental toughness isn't weakness, it's sensitivity. And some people are mentally sensitive, and there's nothing wrong with that. And some people are mentally tough, and there's nothing wrong with that. There are advantages and disadvantages to both. And what I hope to achieve by doing some of these sessions with you over the next few days, weeks, or however long it takes, what I hope to achieve is that you will be able to think about the way that your mind works a little bit more, to consider why we have the reactions that we have to situations, why we think the way that we think. And sometimes we do need to work on changing the way that we think, because mindset is just really essential. If we're not in the right mindset, then we usually can't do the job that we need to do. It's like me. I'd like to lose about probably 20 pounds. And let's be honest, I know how to lose 20 pounds. I know that I need to eat less and move more. But I'm not in the right mindset. I don't want to do it, you know? And this is what mental toughness is about. It's about getting us into the right mindset so that we can be productive people and so that we can achieve things. And for some people, they have a lot of work to do so that they can achieve academically. For some people, they have less work to do. For some people, they need to work on other aspects, perhaps interpersonal skills and things like that. But as long as we are balanced and we get the right measure in each of the strands, then we will be able to thrive. They've done a lot of studies on mental toughness, the people who run it. And what they have found time and time again, which is really outstanding, is that when people develop their mental toughness and become balanced, they can actually increase their performance by 25%. That is huge. That is a really, really large margin of improvement. They can also improve their well-being, because as I said earlier, the biggest relationship we ever have is with ourselves, and the way that we think and the way that we treat ourselves and the way that we speak to ourselves inside, that little voice inside of us, is so important to our well-being. The thoughts that you put into your head, nobody else can take away from you. It's your choice what you put into your head. And so mental toughness has a profound effect on well-being. It can also have a profound effect on aspirations. Because again, when you're in the right mindset, you want to achieve. Sometimes we're not in the right mindset and we don't want to achieve. Sometimes we don't see the point in doing the things that we are being asked to do. We don't care about achievement, and that's because we're not in the right mindset. And once we are, and we feel successful, we feel happier and we want to achieve more, and our life generally becomes better because we have more purpose. And as human beings, we absolutely need to have purpose. If we don't have purpose, then it's a slippery slope. We can very quickly start to feel down, and that's not a good way to be. So, what is mental toughness then? What do I actually mean? Like, what are these strands that I've mentioned? Well, there are four basic areas. So we've got control, commitment, challenge, and confidence. And if we can break those down a little bit more, control can be broken down into two. And if you've got a strong sense of life control, then you believe that you can make a difference and you can see solutions rather than problems, which most of the time is a really, really good thing. If you have got a low sense of life control, then you won't always see the opportunities that are there, and you might actually not use the right language when you speak and when you speak to yourself inside your head to be able to succeed. There's also emotional control. If you've got strong emotional control, then you will be difficult to provoke and difficult to annoy, and you'll be able to stay calm in a crisis. Whereas if you don't have a strong sense of emotional control, then you're going to be very much affected by the mood of the people around you. And as we know, some people are mood hoovers, aren't they? Some people bring us down. And that's why having a certain level of emotional control is a good thing, so that that doesn't happen to us. It can also help us if we're quite strong on emotional control, so that we don't need to show a reaction when we're criticised and get upset about being criticised. We can deal with criticism, we can assess it, we can decide whether the criticism is warranted, whether we want to accept the criticism off of that particular person or not, because sometimes it's not warranted, sometimes maybe it is. The other element, the second element I talked about, was commitment. And this can be split into two as well, whether we are goal orientated and whether we are achievement orientated or not. And people who set themselves targets and work to those targets are generally happier, more productive people than those who don't. And people who are high in achievement orientation want to achieve the goals, and they are prepared to do what it takes. They can focus. Whereas people who are lower in that area, well, they find it stressful when they're working towards their goals. Sometimes they might adopt a minimalist approach and not want to put in the work. They might be easily bored. So again, this is an area that we want to make sure that we are balanced in. The third area I spoke about was challenge, and we can break that into risk orientation and learning orientation. If you are someone who has a strong sense of risk orientation, then you are going to like challenges, which is really important, because often we're pushed out of our comfort zone, aren't we? Especially at school, often at work. And it's important that we see that as a challenge rather than just as something that we can't do. And with the learning orientation, someone who is high in that will enjoy learning. Again, absolutely paramount to students, because if you don't enjoy what you're doing, then you generally are not going to perform at your peak. And if you're not performing at your peak, then you're not going to be achieving as highly as you could be. So it's important that we do enjoy learning. Of course, there are going to be some subjects where we enjoy learning more than in other subjects, but generally across the board, we want to be able to enjoy what we're doing. And then the last one that I said was confidence. And we can break that down into a confidence in our own abilities and an interpersonal confidence. So someone who's quite mentally tough when it comes to confidence in their abilities doesn't really need too much validation from other people. In fact, some people don't need any validation. They don't need people to tell them that they're right. They don't need encouragement from other people. Whereas if they are low in their self-confidence, in their confidence in their abilities, then their inner belief is missing, and they will need other people to build that up in them. Now, you probably think to yourself, well, either of those things can be a little bit dangerous, that can not be great. If I'm really, really high in confidence in my own ability, then I might not be able to accept other people's ideas. Absolutely. Scoring really highly isn't necessarily a good thing in these strands. Similarly, scoring very low is not necessarily a good thing. What we want to try to do is have balance, so that we are kind of in tune with ourselves and in tune with other people to a certain extent as well. so that we understand the impact of ourselves on others. So, you know, for me, mental toughness has really helped me understand myself and self-awareness, but also the impact that I can have on other people and how I have a responsibility to consider the impact I'm having on other people. The choice of words that I use, the way that I address people, everything about the interactions that I have with other people is important. So mental toughness helps with everything, really, but particularly with self-awareness. Well, why do I always go on about mental toughness? Why am I such an advocate for it? Well, the reason I'm such an advocate for it, I mean, I did say earlier, it can improve performance, academic performance, by 25%, which is absolutely massive. But as well as that, it's not just that. That is important. That's important to every student, because we want every single student to achieve the best that they can achieve, best grades they can achieve, and go out there with as many options open to them as possible and not close doors to themselves. But possibly more important than that is well-being. And mental toughness has a really positive effect on well-being, because when you are balanced, you are able to deal better with stress and pressure. You're able to sleep better. You can relax more easily. You get along with other people better. And you're less prone to fatigue. And as well, and this might sound a little bit strange, but it also helps people to not unconsciously bully other people, because it improves your self-awareness. And the final thing that it really can help, well, not the final thing, but the final thing that I think is really important that it helps with, is improving aspirations and employability. Because when you are mentally tough and when you are balanced within the strands, you will be more ambitious, you will want to achieve more. And as I said earlier, you already know what you need to do. Each of us, deep down, knows exactly what we need to do to be successful and to be productive. But we're not always ambitious enough. We don't always want to do it. And that's the difference. People who are successful keep doing the things they need to do, even when they don't want to do them. And mental toughness training can help all of us with that. It can also help us to set higher standards for ourselves. It can make us more confident. And this sounds like it couldn't possibly work, but it literally does. It makes you more likely to get a job. And there was a study done by the Scottish Funding Council over this. And the people who were mentally tough actually got employed more quickly than people who were mentally sensitive, which was a really interesting finding, I think. So I'm going to be talking to you about various bits and pieces from mental toughness over the next few sessions, and I really hope that if you see me around and about school, you'll come up to me and let me know if you've listened, and let me know what you think about it. And even if you want to tell me that you don't think it works, I'd love to have that conversation, because it absolutely does work, and I'd love to be able to demonstrate that to you. So thank you for listening so far, and I hope you'll come back and listen again when we do some more sessions, such as positive thinking. We're going to do some dealing with challenges, thinking about our automatic negative thoughts, thinking about visualization, thinking about our anxiety, and thinking about our goals. So thank you guys, and goodbye for now.